الرسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ألم عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله my dear brothers and sisters a year passed since the genocide in Gaza had started it's been a year of trials for the people of Gaza and the people of Palestine and now even in Lebanon may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of them ya rabbal alamin brothers and sisters the innocent people of Gaza have been suffering for a year and they continue to suffer and unfortunately it seems that many people in the world including in the Muslim world have already made their way through all of this, and now they're moving their lives and moving into their lives and living their own lives. Brothers and sisters, there is no word we can really describe, one single word to describe what's happening there. Calling it catastrophe, calling it crisis, calling it even genocide, what we see is much more. Like all these combined, describing a little bit of what our brothers and sisters are going through right now. But it's really a disgrace for the entire world. Disgrace for the entire world that watching this genocide happening and all they worry about is justification for it. Justifying it, make it now reasonable and possible and allowing it to happen because no one is willing to take responsibility and it seems nobody is trying to hold anyone accountable for what's happening there. Brothers and sisters, I don't want us to forget what happened there in Gaza and what continued to happen. I don't want us to forget about the families that they wiped out completely from the face of the earth. And you heard the news recently that many of these tens of families from Gaza, entire family is gone. The entire family is gone. All of them. No one is left to talk about them or even actually take their legacy with them for the future. All of this because of the arrogance and the tyranny of the occupation over there. Mass graves that were found around hospitals, in neighborhoods. Every now and then, trucks load of bodies come into neighborhood just to scare the people, intimidate the people, and just to remind them of their tyranny and what they're doing to the civilians. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count them as shuhada, ya Rabbal Alameen. The children who lost their lives and those who lost their innocence. Many of them, for no reason, are just being victims of this genocide. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in Jannah, ya Rabbal Alameen. One of them, we all heard of her story, is Hind, the six-year-old little girl who was calling from the car with her family being butchered and killed there. And even when first responders came to arrive to rescue and help her, they were also killed. And the entire world watched and listened to her pleas and her calls for help and assistance and allowed this to happen, and no one to be held accountable for that. The elderly who were shot in their homes because there's nowhere else to go. Everybody left them behind. And they stayed in that apartment only to be killed and massacred and murdered by these soldiers. And others would be walking the streets, and because they're elderly, they're weak, they're slow, they're left behind as a result of that, and unfortunately become victims of that genocide and that occupation. The masajid that have been destroyed, that have been destroyed. Why? Because they know these are the center of faith for these people. The location, the land, the spot on earth that brings them all together, unifies them, and keeps them strong. Destroyed many of these masajid. Neighborhood disappeared around these masajid as well too. The prisoners that have been harassed and abused, and we watched the entire world watching videos, hearing testimonies, and even blatantly coming out and brag about it in defense of, and the media defend them. And no one is holding anyone accountable for all of that. Brothers and sisters, we remember the settlers who keep jumping and bouncing, you know, from one place to the other one to harass individuals and people, to make their life difficult, burning homes, burning cars, cutting trees, and stealing land and stealing properties. And it seems to be doing that with impunity. No one is holding them accountable for that. The biased media coverage. It's not just they've been killed physically on the ground, they've been killed also in media. Their stories are not being told properly, not fairly, and they've been also murdered again on all the screens that we watch and we see. We've seen, my dear brothers and sisters, communities and neighborhoods and entire area being blocked. No food is allowed to come in. No water is allowed to come in. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have the water around us in abundance. You go to events, and even what bothers me, sometimes we go for fundraising programs to fundraise for the people of Gaza, and the water on the table is left to be thrown away because we just have, you know, half of that cup or half of that bottle. And these brothers and sisters, they're struggling to have a little bit of that khayr that we have on a regular basis. Brothers and sisters, we've seen the newborns being killed even before their birth certificate being issued. They were murdered in cold blood before their birth certificates been issued even. And not for no reason, other just to, again, to intimidate the people and making this as a fun and target practice. And no one is holding anyone accountable for that. We've seen the voice of truth being killed one after the other one in one single year. More journalists were killed in this year than 4 years in the entire Second World War. You can imagine now the deliberate attempt to completely obscure that truth and force a narrative that only they want to the people to believe in. Now, this is now, my dear brothers and sisters, is the most well-documented genocide in the history of mankind. And the irony is documented by the perpetrators themselves, who's naturally supposed to be brought to justice because of their war crimes. Clearly war crimes, on regular basis, on daily basis, but no one seems to be holding them accountable for this. My dear brothers and sisters, as a Muslim, I can't forget this. As a human being, I cannot really forget this. I can't just move on with my life forgetting all of that. It's been a year, and everybody thought, alhamdulillah, it's gonna be over in a few months. Yes, it's a catastrophe, it's a crisis, it's whatever you want to call it, but it's still happening today as we speak. Every day you wake up in the morning, a new count of victims, you know, is coming out on the screen. Brothers and sisters, unfortunately, we reduce the people of Gaza, the innocent people of Gaza, to numbers. You don't even know, mention them by names anymore. You just mention them by numbers. This is how ridiculous the situation had become for us while we all watching. I want to just remind myself and remind everybody, if there is no justice in this world, no one can escape the justice of the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal promised that He bring everybody to account in the dunya before the akhirah. And if He allows the tyrants to be tyrants, not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with it. No, not because He's pleased with it, because He wants subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the chance after the chance until when it comes, when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, it is severe. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُمْلِي الظَّالِمِ حَتَّى إِذَا خَذَهُ لَمْ يَفْلَتْ. Allah will give a chance after a chance to the tyrant until the time comes. And He takes them with His punishment, He will take them swiftly. We don't want to be among those who will be taken swiftly, my dear brothers and sisters. If you don't do your part, if you don't stand up for justice, if you don't at least bring awareness of what's going on there, we're probably going to be taken among them. Because when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, it takes everybody. Everybody will be held responsible on the day of judgment for what they've participated or otherwise. But when the punishment comes, it would not recognize those who are sitting there just watching and those who have been participating there. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending us messages through really the resilience of our brothers in Gaza. Like many people, they say the Muslim ummah is dead. No, wallahi, they're not. The people of Gaza, mashallah, they have shown us how far you can go with your iman, how high you can go with your resilience, and how much you can really change the world with when you're in the weakest moment, you know, in your life probably. You can still inspire other people. They inspire people with their resilience, with their tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with their iman. They inspired many, many people with that, and many people became Muslims because of that. What are you now taking from these brothers and sisters in Gaza? What exactly, what inspiration are you getting from them, and how is that affecting and changing your life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you think you're going to enter into Jannah without being tested like those who've been tested and tried before you? These people have been tested so severely, as Allah subhanahu mentions, مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ. They've been afflicted with severity and calamities and disasters until the people, which is natural to us as human beings, they would say, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. They start questioning and asking, when is that victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming? Allah says, أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. That the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is right there, is near. And you will see it in many different ways. People, they would say, but the enemies are too many. It's overwhelming. And that's exactly what they said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba as well too. He said, be afraid of them. And Allah says, فَلَا تَخَافُوا مُخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't be afraid of these people. Just be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be conscious of Allah azza wa jal if you're truly believers. And Allah described the enemies who came around Mecca, around Medina. إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ. When they came from above and from below, from all over. وَزَّغَتِ الْأَبْصَارِ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرِ. You lost the eyes, you lost your orientation of what you're seeing. You don't even know what's real, what's not anymore. And the hearts became in the throats. You can't even breathe anymore. All of this because they're scared and they're afraid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ. You start having doubts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His promise. No. He says, هُنَالِكَ ابْتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That is the true moment of trial and test. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. And be shaken severely. Brothers, many people's imans has been shaken because of that. But wallahi, the inspiration come to us from these brothers and sisters in Gaza. Now, people say, why is this happening? Look, the enemy, when they do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also described to us their moral compass. He says, قَالْ لَا يَرْقُبُونَ فِي مُؤْمِنٍ إِلَّا وَلَا ذِمَّةٍ. They have no regard. They have no honor, basically. They have no honor. They have no regard to bonds of kinship or even any treaties. So you deal with people with no honor. What do you expect from them? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says about them, إِن يَثْقَفُوكُمْ يَكُونُ لَكُمْ أَعْدَاءً. If they gain the upper hand, they will show their hostility, their enmity. Like they go to the max and the extreme. Why is that? And he says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَبْسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَيْدِيَهُمْ وَأَلْسِنَتَهُمْ. And you will see from them, from their actions and their tongues, like what they say. What would probably would bother you? وَوَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ. And they want you to leave your faith and leave Islam. Like they, because they're jealous of you, and they hate the fact that no matter what happens, you still stand your ground. You're strong. Even in the most weakest time of the Muslim Ummah, Muslim communities are flourishing around the world, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, Allah says about them, وَلَا يَزَوْنْ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ حَتَّى يُرُدُّوكُمْ عَنْ دِينِكُمْ إِنْ اسْتَطَاعُوا. They're going to keep fighting you until they turn you away from your deen. That's the ultimate goal. Because what you hold stands against them and their order, that what they want to establish on this earth. A life that lives by indulgence, no regard to Allah's rule, subhanahu wa ta'ala, no worship of Allah azza wa jalla, but worship in desires and so on, and you stand in the way. And they don't want you to be there. And they will try everything in their power to take you away. Brothers and sisters, we are the ummah of al-amr bil-ma'ruf and naha'an al-munkar. The ummah of enjoying good and forbidding evil. That's our task. We're the last, again, the last ummah on this earth that is holding to this principle. We're holding now the last frontier between virtue and chaos. And we are responsible to stand our ground and also stand for justice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us in Gaza, Rabbil Alameen, and Philistine, Lebanon. And elsewhere, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. Brothers and sisters, there is so much we could do, but the least that you have in your heart and you have in your hand right now is your dua. The Prophet ﷺ says, وَعَجَزُ النَّاسِ مَنْ عَجِزَ عَنَ الدُّعَاءِ. Like the weakest of the weakest, those who are even so weak to make dua. Like you don't even have the energy to make dua. You don't even know how to raise your hands and make dua for your brothers and sisters. That's the least you could do for them. The other thing I would like to suggest and remind ourselves, to be responsible with your purchases and your business and your investments. I know it's a long discussion, debatable as well too. But make sure when you put your money, where you put it in a place that is really responsible. That you don't reward those who are participating in this genocide and making sure to be responsible. And you say, well, how this is going to affect that? You know what? Forget about the effect. You do your part. Because Allah is going to ask you, did you do your part or not? That's all. As for the effect of it, you leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what did I do with my money? Was I responsible for it or not? Brothers and sisters, give and give also generously. Don't stop giving because the needs are many. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their situation, ya Rabbil Alameen. And finally, one of the most important things, because we live in a society that's based on information and knowledge. Whoever actually owns the narrative owns everything after that. Be active there, out there. Be active. Change that narrative. Bring those who are accountable to justice. And make sure that you support the victims, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Speak to those who can be influential in politics, in the society, in your own school, around you. Bring the alternative narrative, which is the truth, about the situation there. Allahumma ansur al-islam wa al-muslimin fi kulli makan ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ansur man nasar al-deen, wa akhdul man khadal al-deen. Allahumma ansur al-mustada'afina wa al-muslimin fi kulli makan ya rabbal alameen. Fi Filastin. وفي غزة ولبنان وفي كل مكان يا رحمن يا رحيم اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة